At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Technology is forever evolving, and motor companies are moving along with it. Now that an electric car is such a regular sight on our roads, what's next? Could we actually see a car with four legs that can help you travel on any one of those dodgy back roads? It could help you dodge those potholes that the council have been promising to fix for the last 10 years. Well, Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie is here in studio to chat all about these mad ideas that car companies are starting to come up with, and if they'll ever actually become an actual thing. How are you, Dave?
I'm good, thanks very much for having me.
So a car on stilts, essentially, yeah. It reminds me of the AT-ATs from Star Wars.
Oh, yes. Slightly smaller, slightly less menacing. But yeah, so car companies love to innovate. They love to come out with these really wacky designs. Part of it is just to grab headlines, but they're obviously slowly looking at the future and how this can trickle down into things that you and I might eventually use. This is all pretty far in the distant thinking, but that's what they're looking at doing.
What would be the idea with this thing? It looks impressive. It's, as you said, it's like something out of Star Wars, but also like a moon landing vehicle.
So yeah, the idea with this one, this is Hyundai came up with this, and it's effectively a vehicle that can literally go anywhere. So, but it also could go up or down steps. It could adjust its height automatically. So for example, like they did show an image of a render of a taxi that was helping somebody in a wheelchair not have to go down the stairs, but could literally go up the stairs to meet them. So there's things like that, that when you look at it, there is potentially a use case. You can see how they want to try and innovate to do things to make it better for everybody.
And I mean, yeah, so the hope is that, you know, they design these crazy things and then some element of the tech is more useful in a day-to-day setting,
yes,
but it may not look like we're all as...
Autonomous cars, for example, are always typically shown with a businessman holding a newspaper while his car drives him.
Yeah.
But, you know, autonomous cars could have a great use case for people who are visually impaired and give them an independence that maybe they don't have to rely on somebody to take them on a journey. So there's things like that, which is what car companies are looking at.
Yeah. Speaking of other car companies, Toyota are starting to do some interesting stuff. This is great. It's like a robotic witch's broom.
Yeah, so they did this at at one of the electronic shows a while ago, and it literally looks like a futuristic Harry Potter broom that people could effectively sit on, a bit like those kind of one wheel things that you can stand on and it will self-balance. I wouldn't take that too seriously, but Toyota is a massive, massive company, and they're doing all kinds of things. They're building a prototype city over in Japan at the moment called Woven City, which is going to be powered by hydrogen fuel cell and all about renewables and sustainability.
Well, this is the stuff we really need.
Yeah,
the e-broom we could probably
I think
do
we could
without.
Live in an e-broom.
Unless you're in a Harry Potter.
It has two days around Halloween that it's really, really on trend, but that's it.
But this could be the future. Obviously, sustainable cities, clean, kind to the planet. I
mean,
this is the place, not that we probably will go, but we have to go.
Yeah, I mean, this is Woven City in Japan is effectively just a prototype, but it's on a 175-acre site, and it's not just Toyota. They're inviting collaborators from all different industries to do this. So they are very, very aware that they need to do more to reduce emissions, to be kinder to the environment. You know, we have a really, really big uphill battle to kind of counteract what we've done over the last 100 years.
I love the sound of what Volkswagen are up to. A robot, essentially, that would charge your car while it's parked in a car park. It will just come along and go, oh, you're a bit low. Zzz.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually saw a working prototype of this a couple of years ago, and it is a very friendly looking robot. And the idea is you just drive into your regular car parking space, like in a shopping center or whatever, and it knows where your car is, and it will just, you know, go around in the car park on its own, and it has a robotic arm that can open your charge port latch.
I'm seeing
then plug itself in, and it has basically the body of this robot is a battery. So it then charges your car. So it means you don't have to park in a charging bay. You can just park your car anywhere and it'll just come along and go, yeah, at your car, I'll charge it. And we saw this working a couple of years ago as like a prototype demonstration, and it was actually pretty cool to see.
That is so cool, because it takes all the charge point debate out of
exactly.
off the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the idea is, if your car is there for a few hours, it'll get to it. It'll come round at 3 o'clock and plug your car in and, you know, top up the battery for you.
I'm seeing R2-D2 in my head, I have to say. Yeah, that.
There's a lot of... I get a lot of people in car companies yeah. are big Star Wars fans.
Yeah, it looks that way. And finally, Peugeot... very random thing that they're yeah. making.
Well, they've always made. So, yeah, salt and pepper mills is basically where Peugeot started. So everyone thinks, oh, Peugeot's a car company, but they've made bicycles. They still make bicycles. They make mopeds, electric scooters. But salt and pepper mills, they've been making them since, I think, about 1810. That's what the company started with. Yeah. And you can still buy them. They have an entire... This isn't just one or two sets. They have an entire company that just makes salt and pepper shakers.
They're keeping that on the QT, aren't
yeah,
they?
Those who know, know.
Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie. Thanks a million. We're talking there to Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie. Someone says, Dave is a legend. Love following him on Instagram. Great reviews and always very in-depth. And no BS. Now I'm away to buy a Peugeot salt shaker. Yeah, we were talking that Dave was letting us know that Peugeot make salt and pepper grinders. Someone says, I have a set of Peugeot salt and pepper grinders. They're the best. And actually, Dave is still in the studio with us. We're just having chats about Formula One there, and nearly missing that I had to talk on the radio. But someone says, Dave, Volkswagen sells sausages with official part numbers that are made in their factory in Germany, says Adam in Waterford.
Yes, so Volkswagen are a huge producer of sausages, and they in all their factory canteens, you can go in and get your currywurst or get it served up. And yeah, it's one of those unusual things, but they have literally a whole section just dedicated to making sausages.
That is weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's a German
I can understand
thing.
Mechanics in a pepper grinder, you know, and that might translate to a car
but
at some level.
It's a local dish, and they have an awful lot of mouths to feed in the factories. And yeah, they make their own, and they even have their own sauce and everything for the currywurst. It's incredible.
Wow.
It's a thing that whenever we go there, we have to do it. You have to go and tick the box and yeah. have some currywurst. Yeah.
Well, whenever you're talking to someone who drives, you know, probably three or four different cars a week for a living, people yeah. always want to know, I presume when you go to the pub, what have you driven lately and what do you really like?
Yeah, yeah. What am I getting the lift home in?
Yeah.
So there's so much happening in the world of cars at the moment. There's, and especially with electric cars, I've just driven the new Nissan Ariya. So Nissan is well known for making the Leaf, but they haven't really made any other electric vehicles. The Ariya is now an SUV that they're going to launch in July this year here. It's going to start at around about 48,000-49,000 euros. Two battery options. Really stylish, really cool interior. So if you have a look on CompleteCar.ie, we have a review of it and video reviews on YouTube, and you can see this is, you kind of, well, I looked at this and I was like, hang, this is Nissan? Like, they've really upped the game with this now. Really interesting design, but everybody is making much more interesting designs now. And with electric cars, the interior is now becoming much more of a feature. So your connectivity, you've got bigger screens, the whole idea that if you're going to be sitting in the car while it's charging, you can do stuff like play games on them, all this kind of stuff. But connectivity with smartphones is a huge thing as well.
I like to keep saying, don't text. You know, the worst thing you can do is get distracted by your phone. So they keep making the screens bigger in the cars.
So one interesting thing is, I recently drove Mazda's new CX-60 SUV that's coming along, and that has a front-facing camera that monitors your face. And if it sees that you're looking down or you're not looking at the road, it starts chirping at you, go, hey, put your eyes back on the road.
Oh.
So they are, you know, actively trying to encourage people to not use their phones. And part of that connectivity, the ease of connectivity means you don't have to use your phone. It's much better voice control. So if you need to send a message to somebody, you can just dictate the message and it will send it for you.
What if you've just eaten a really messy sandwich and it's all over your lap and you're trying to get the crumbs off?
Well, you do that before you start driving again, obviously.
Well, electric cars and design is great, but if they could knock 20 grand off the price, I'd appreciate
that,
because they're bloody expensive.
Yeah, they are very expensive.
Speaking of cars, best of luck to everybody taking part in the Formula One for Schools competition, which is on today in Galway. It's the national finals, and I know this in particular, not because someone just texted me, but because my son is taking part in it. So best of luck to him and Sutton Park School, who are down there in Galway. At some level of engineering and design involved in that school thing. They put the rest of us to shame.
They are the future brains that are going to be on Drive to Survive in 15 and 20 years'
but
time.
Can he tidy his room?
Well,
you know, he can't.
You know.
Can't seem to manage to do that.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.